SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, Jamaica observes National Fibroids Awareness Week, and later a Child Month tip. Let's go Roundabout JA.
Preparing for CSEC exams? Visit ELJAM's virtual learning environment for free study notes, videos, and quizzes in 11 subjects. www.elearnjavle.org.
National Fibroid Awareness Week is being observed from May 15 to 21, and Fibroid Awareness Day was on Wednesday, May 18. The week was officially proclaimed by Governor General Sir Patrick Allen, and activities have been taking place under the distinguished patronage of Lady Allen, who says family members must be more supportive towards the women in their families who battle issues relating to uterine fibroids. This year's theme is Get Informed, Take Control, Tell a Friend, and the activities have been aimed at equipping women to do just that. A major media campaign has been running all week, and activities will culminate at Jamaica College on Saturday, May 21 at 12 noon. Founder of Caribbean Woman and campaign organizer Lisa Ann Ogilvy says the seminar aims to answer questions about the condition and help to empower women to take charge of their health.
We culminate the week of activities with a free public seminar that's geared towards women affected by uterine fibroids as well as their partners. The event is from 12 noon to 7 p.m. at the Carl Hendricks Auditorium at Jamaica College. And during the event, which is really a seminar slash exposition, we'll be having a series of presenters, medical experts, holistic experts, speaking on the various aspects of the illness.
Ms. Ogilvy notes that many women who suffer from the symptoms of uterine fibroids may find it difficult to talk about the issue. They may suffer from heavy bleeding, weight gain, and other symptoms that can lead to depression. Many have difficulty talking about the illness with their family members and partners and how it affects them. Statistics show that 3 in 4 Jamaican women have or have been affected by uterine fibroids, so the seminar is geared toward a wide cross-section of persons. To register, visit fibroidsjamaica.com or visit facebook.com/fibroidsjamaica for more information. Some partners for the week's activities include the Ministry of Health, National Family Planning Board, Medical Association of Jamaica, the Nurses Association of Jamaica, Association of General Practitioners, and Jamaica Midlife Health Society. One of the strategies under Vision 2030 Jamaica is to ensure that the population takes greater responsibility for the maintenance of its health. Read more about goal number 1 of Vision 2030 at vision2030.gov.jm.
Hey, woman, how are you doing inside here, sir?
Please, I can't manage no more.
Hey, you know so much customer there.
Just make me reserve liquor now, please.
You know you're getting up.
Yeah, man, she more. She look nice, man.
Not all sex workers have a choice. Some are victims of human trafficking, and many don't make it out alive. Call 811 or the nearest police station to report suspected cases of human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
Time now for a Child Month tip. Encourage your child not to accept gifts from anyone without permission. Check your child's books and bags regularly. If you see something that you did not give your child or do not know where it is from, then ask questions and have them return it. That tip was brought to you by the Child Development Agency in association with the Jamaica Information Service. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us again tomorrow, same time, same place, as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.